Hörde man sig av det? Welcome into God's house this morning. What a beautiful day and a wonderful time God's given us to come to His house to worship. Thank God for the privilege God's given us, and thank God for every person that's here this morning. It just blessed my heart just seeing everybody that's come in, and just thank the Lord for you. Glad you're here. And I have a scripture I want to read to start with this morning in 1 John. I want to read verses 3, 4, and 5. In the first chapter of John, listen to this. That which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly, our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. And listen especially to this. This then is the message which we have heard of Him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. How wonderful that is. And it's true every day of the year. But as we get close to this Christmas time, we think about the message of Christmas. And that message, like I say, it's just as important in the middle of summer as it is in the winter. Praise God for the message of God that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. If you don't have Him today, you can get Him. And if you have Him, you need to appreciate Him and praise God for Him. Let's all stand for just a moment of prayer. Precious Heavenly Father, Lord, we praise You today and we thank You, God, for letting us be in Your house. It just feels so wonderful. And thank You for everyone that's here. Such a blessing, God, to see people in God's house. And God, just help us to have the meeting today that You'd want us to have. Help us to get in the center of Your will that we can receive the things that You want to give us. God, help us today and bless this service. We pray in Jesus' name and amen. You may be seated. We'll turn over to the choir. Keep praying.
Page 96. 76. Page 76.
Thank you. I'm thankful this morning to know my name is written there. We talked about it in Sunday school. It's not a hope. It's not a wonder. It's not a, I think it might be. I know beyond a shadow of a doubt, my name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life this morning. I'm thankful to have a church that'll tell our children about that Lamb's Book of Life, and that once it gets written there, it never gets erased. I saw all of my sons and the Mother Martin girls up here singing, and I was thankful that they were able to witness with the church, be able to rejoice about their name being written in the Lamb's Book of Life. It's good to be here this morning. If you're not here, if you're here and your name's not written in that Lamb's Book of Life, you're the whole reason we're gathered out today. You're an honored guest in the Lord's house, and we're praying for you. It's good to be here. We'll ask at this time for everyone who will, please stand to your feet. We'll ask if anyone has an unspoken prayer request. Hands all over the house, lots to pray for this morning. We'll ask if anyone has a spoken prayer request.
Of course, you've already said it, but let's really pray for conviction this morning. Pray for God to speak to the lost. And I believe He already is.
Yeah, absolutely.
I really feel like He's calling powerful. Got a request. I'd like for everybody to pray for J.C. Davis's funeral.
Yeah.
That's going to be Monday at 11 o'clock down in Sydney. But they've asked it to be a private family funeral because they was worried about all the sickness and stuff. Sure. They was afraid Mary would get sick. If Lord willing, if I'm able, I'm supposed to preach that funeral. I'd really like everybody to pray.
Yeah. Surely remember that and pray for our pastor. Anybody else this morning? Yep. Continue to remember Dave Rosnowski. Remember that.
Jeremy, we're real thankful to be here. Thankful for what we've done already since we walked through the door. We had kind of a sleepless night last night. We're so thankful. We lay there and pray. And there are faces that come across our mind.
Mm-hmm.
We can humble our heart and pray for them.
Yeah.
We appreciate when we can do that.
Mm-hmm.
We also have to request for.
Remember that. Appreciate that. If nobody else has anything, we're going to ask Mike Kessinger to lead us in prayer. I'll just reiterate what everyone said. I really appreciate being here this morning. I'd like to remind you that I really believe that God's dealing with somebody already this morning. And you don't have to wait for no one but the Lord to move. if someone's singing or testifying or Terry's up here preaching, when God tells you to come to this altar, run to this altar. I tell the kids all the time, no running in the church house. I believe that rule applies every minute of every day except for when God's telling you to run to this altar. I'd run here just as fast as I could. I'd like to welcome all of our visitors that are here this morning. I look around, I see some faces that, while they technically might be visitors, I don't really classify most, if any, of you as visitors. I'm excited for everyone that's in the Lord's house this morning. But I'd especially like to welcome Kenzie. Everyone probably knows I love Kenzie to death. She's one of my favorites, but I feel like God's directed me this way just to ask you if you feel like singing anything. I don't feel like asking you to sing anything in particular, but I feel like extending that to her. Let's pray for her, church. Let's really pray for her.
Yeah. And when I was praying this morning, I thought about how happy Jesus gets when we come home to Him. And
yeah.
I'm Amen. Just so thankful I'm saved and love my church and thankful my kids are home. But it's all a blessing to us.
Amen. That's good.
As I journey through His precious word, I find where Adam fell and lost our souls. As I turn another page, I find His blood shed for human race. And then I saw my own sin, my condemnation without Him. And then I stood at Calvary's place. That's where I found amazing grace. I saw You nailed to the tree, gave Your life freely for unworthy me. Heaven's angels You did not call, rescued my soul from Adam's fall. And now I have eternal life, for His blood has been applied. He placed it on the mercy seat, and now I stand I saw You nailed to the tree, gave Your life freely for unworthy me. Heaven's angels You did not call, rescued my soul from Adam's fall. Heaven's angels You did not call, rescued my soul from Adam's fall.
Amen. Appreciate that song. I think we got another group coming. Let's pray for them, church.
pray for us while they're getting ready. Want to do what God would have us to do, and I'm having a little trouble with my arms, so I'm going to try to use a stand. I've never done that before, so a little bit different, but just pray for us. This song came from a message that Lee DeWitt preached last year, and he kind of put it in a different light, Christmas, and he put it in the shepherds and how they were in the field, and the angel of the Lord came and told them that, you know, where Jesus was, and they had to do what God wanted them to do. They needed to go see him. Just like when I was lost and God spoke to me, it wasn't enough for me to sit in my seat and just listen. I needed to move. I needed to act on it and do something. So just pray for us. In a little town called Bethlehem, Joseph and Mary came that night with a baby that was on the way. No one would hear their plight. They were told the inn was full, no place where they could stay. So they found an empty stable where in a manger he could lay. In a land not far away, shepherds abiding in their field, watching over their flock when an angel appeared. And glory shone around and they were sore afraid. Fear not, I bring you joy, your Savior lays. From a field to a manger, shepherds trek through the night. With haste they made their way to see his glorious sight. Their Savior waiting the shepherds, I was in the field, so lost and all alone. Then I heard a sweet voice whisper, you can be one of my own. Just believe the Savior came, and in the manger he did lay. Then he died on the cross to wash all sin away. The cross is not where the story ends, for he arose on the third day. It was revealed for all to see as the stone was rolled away. He had conquered death and the grave so that we all could go free. He then ascended up to heaven. He is waiting there for me. From a field to a manger, I trek through the night. With haste I make my way to see his glorious sight.
alive. We're talking this morning in Sunday school, and I didn't realize I was going to say this, but I just want to say this, and this is so great. The Christmas story, like Brother Terry said when he got up and opened up this morning, the Christmas story is 365 days a year, Terry. And we were talking about the fall of man. And Kenzie, when you got him sing that song, it was so perfect about how Adam sinned and how it holds us down. And before I was lost, I was lost. I'll just put it like that, because of Adam's sin. I had my own sin that the Lord showed me later on, and the gospel was preached, and it showed me a great way. But the other side to the fall of man is how great it is when the Lord saves you. And there's the natural side to the fall of man. The wages of sin are death, not just spiritual death, but the Bible says, so a tree falls, so it lays. You're going to live somewhere after a while. That's the way it is. There's a resurrection of the just, and there's a resurrection of the unjust. I'm so glad when God saves you, he saved my soul from sin, but he gave me hope in the resurrection, naturally speaking. And I'm glad of that this morning. I just wanted to share that. What a great gift this time of year is for us. Yeah, let's do it.
Are we singing? I'd like to say I'm thankful to be here. And I'm thankful to feel better. God's mercy is amazing to me.
Yeah, buddy.
And I fail him daily, but he blesses me. And I'm very thankful. When I was lost by sin, I remember well that night when the Lord saved my soul from hell. And I thank God every day for his grace on me, 'cause I am washed, I'm redeemed, and I've been set free. And I thank the Lord for the glorious night when the blessed Holy Ghost led me to the light at the altar where I prayed. Jesus washed my sins away. Oh, how sweet is the sound. I once was lost, but now I'm found. God's amazing grace still amazes me. Now there's been times I've walked away from the Lord. My sins were many, my heart grew cold. Fellowship was broken, I felt so all alone. Oh, but it didn't matter how far I'd gone. God was still faithful when I came back home. My sins were forgiven, and grace to me was shown. Now I stand here before you tonight, rejoicing everything's all right. 'Cause in my heart I know that I am saved. And oh, how I long to do God's will. Yes, I know I'll fail him still, but I'm so glad that his grace never will. And I thank the Lord for the glorious night when the blessed Holy Ghost led me to the light at the altar where I prayed. Jesus washed my sins away. And oh, how sweet is the sound. I once was lost, but now I'm found. God's amazing grace still amazes me. And oh, how sweet is the sound. I once was lost, now I'm found. God's amazing grace still amazes me.
Appreciate those songs. I love the second part of that second verse of that last one. It says, "Now I stand before you tonight, rejoicing, everything's all right. Because in my heart I know that I'm saved." There's been some rocky bottoms I've been in before, but I can rejoice in the peace of my salvation. It's good to be here. We'll ask real quickly one last time if anyone has a song or a testimony on your heart before we turn it over to our pastor. If not, you'd be much in prayer, church.
Sure is good to be here. I thank the Lord for what I've felt already. Glad to be in God's house and glad for everything that's been done. Even before church started, I felt just like my cup was running over just seeing people come in and fellowshipping. Glad to have everybody. Glad you're here. Choir sang good and special singing's good and opening up was good. I'm glad I'm here and glad I'm saved. I really need your prayers this morning. Really pray. I've got folks on my heart. Near as I can tell, some of them's here and some of them not here. God knows all about that. We need to everyone obey the Lord this morning. I want to read the same scripture that I read opening up. That's what's on my heart. It's in 1 John chapter 1, starting in verse 3. I'm glad I'm saved. Glad what they're singing about. Glad I know I'm saved. Glad I can remember when I was lost. Well, preacher, are you glad you can remember back? Yeah, I'm glad I can remember how I felt when I was lost, because that makes me appreciate how much better off I am now that I'm saved. And I'm glad I don't have to ever go back to being lost anymore. If I thought I might have to go back to it, it'd scare me to death. But I don't have to go back, and I'm not afraid, because I've got eternal life, and it was given to me by the blood of the Lamb. Okay, 1 John chapter 1, verse 3. "That which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you." And one of those songs talked about, "I saw the cross." Well, preacher, that was over 2,000 years ago. How could you sing that? By faith, when the gospel told me about it, God let me see it. Okay. "That which we've seen and heard, declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship with the Father, and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full." Now listen to this again. "This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light and in him is no darkness at all." I want to preach about the message this morning. I'm going to ask you, what message are you listening to and what message are you declaring? Everybody's got a message. When somebody thinks about you or sees you, what's the message that they're getting? I'm glad that when the Lord declared this gospel unto me, I'm glad he did it through the grand old church. Those that told me about it wasn't guessing about it. They knew about it. And when God gave it to me, he let me know about it. And so, what is your message this morning? I'm telling you, now let me preach to the lost. I don't know what all God will let me preach this morning, but there's some points in here to the lost, and there's some to the saved. But I want to preach first to the lost. And if you're here this morning and a message comes to you, I remember as a young boy when I sat in church, and you know, I'd been in church a lot and been in Sunday school and young people's class and church and been with God's people, and I appreciated it and respected all of it. But there came a time beyond that when I felt a message was to me more than it had ever been before. And I believe that Jesus had come and died on the cross and rose from the dead. But that day, when God spoke to me, he spoke personally to my heart. And that message was the most personal thing that I've ever experienced in my whole life. And I praise God. It was through that personal message that God brought me to a place when I trusted in him, believed with my whole heart that God gave me a personal salvation. I'm saved by the grace of God. Well, now listen, I want you to know when God was speaking that message to me, it was up to me to realize it and to hear it and accept it. I could have just turned it away, and I'm going to be real honest, and I'm ashamed that I did this, but there was a while that I did turn that message away. there was another message that was coming. It wasn't from God. It was from the devil. The devil's message was, don't go right now. You'll be too embarrassed. Don't go right now. You've got plenty of time. That's a lie. We don't know we've got plenty of time. The Bible said now's the day of salvation. Now's the acceptable time. If you hear his voice, harden not your heart. I want you to know today, when Satan would speak to me, say, don't go, you'll be too shy. And I said, I'm ashamed, and I shouldn't have done it. But there was a while that I listened to the wrong message. I praise God. The message of God kept coming through, and God kept opening the door. And that one Saturday night, Mike, when I was sitting part of the way back through the church house and God was calling me, when I listened to that message, I praised God. I come to an altar of repentance and listen, God gave me that message. He spoke it, peace to my soul. That message has been ringing in my soul ever since. Listen, if you're here today, I like what Jeremy said. I want you to know you don't have to wait for an invitation song for you to come to the altar. You can come right now. If God's calling you, you can come right now. But let me go on with this message, and I hope I can come back to the lost. But I need to preach to the church some right now. What is the message that you're telling? I'll be real honest with you. There's been some times in my life since I've been saved that I was putting out the wrong message. I wasn't telling about the grace of God that was in my soul. I was acting more like a sinner than I did a saved person. I'm telling you, that's a shame. We ought not do that. We ought to be righteous in the sight of the Lord. I didn't live right. I didn't go to church like I should for a while. Let me tell you, I'm going to have to take my time. You pray real hard. Boy, I can feel the Lord. I appreciate you praying. Glad that you prayed. But listen, when God saves, he tells, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together as the manner of some is. We need to go to church. If we're saved, we need to come and worship God. I talk to people pretty regular. They say, oh, I believe in the Lord. And I would come to church, but I just don't have time. What is your priority? If you don't have time, why don't you have time? You're the one put your schedule together. I know there's things gets in our way. Some things is hard to deal with. But I'm going to tell you what. If you've got God in your heart and in your soul, and if you want to serve him, you can. If you put things aside and you put things before God, you're sending the wrong message out. You need to be doing the right thing. Listen, I'm telling you, even as parents, we send messages to our children. We need to be careful how we talk. We need to be careful how we act. We can say, well, I believe in the Lord. I believe in following the Lord. But then if we walk day by day and we don't follow that, then our children are going to learn the wrong message instead of the right message. We need to be about the Father's business. Let me give you a scripture here from over in the book of James. Let me read this to you. I want you to get this. It talks about a tongue is a little member and boasteth great thing. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindleth. This is in the 3rd chapter and the 5th verse. Listen, and the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, that it defileth the whole body, and setteth on fire the course of hell, and is set on fire of hell. Listen, down in verse 10, out of the same mouth proceedeth blessings and cursing. My brother, these things ought not to be. What kind of message are you putting out? I want you to know, if you're going to be a Christian and you're going to live for Jesus, you need to act like it. And you need to let your life be like that. You need to let your words be like that. Well, preacher, didn't think you'd get on a message like this hit about Christmas time. You know why I got on this message? It's because that's the one God gave me. I'm telling you what. Listen, if you want to read in the church covenant here. Down through here, down in the 3rd paragraph here, we also engage to maintain family and secret devotion, to religiously educate our children, to seek the salvation of our kindred and acquaintance, to walk circumspectly in the world, to be just in our dealings, faithful in our engagement, and exemplary in our deportment. To avoid all ALL, to avoid all tattling, backbiting, and excessive anger. What is tattling? Another word for that's gossip. We need to stay away from gossip. We need to stay away from tattling. We need to stay away from backbiting. What does backbiting mean? That means saying bad things about people behind their back that they didn't have any knowledge you was going to say it. Well, preacher, you don't think a Christian Christian would do that, do you? Well, you're not acting like a Christian if you do it. You can be saved, and you can belong to church, and Terry Brock could have baptized you, but if you make the wrong choice, you made the wrong choice. We need to put tattling and backbiting away. Now, let me get on something else here. I'm preaching about this. I'm just going to preach everything that comes to me. You can sort it out and take what you want. And if some of it you want to throw away, that's between you and the good Lord. When it's talking about no tattling or backbiting, boy, we need to be careful what we say. Tell you something else we need to be careful of. We need to be careful of what we put on social media. You can post stuff on Facebook, and thousands of people can probably read it. What kind of message are you giving? If you put things on Facebook, that's tearing down people around you. They'll say, I wouldn't go to that church. Look what kind of people they got over there telling all these kind of things. Everybody can make mistakes. I've made a lot of mistakes. I didn't put anything bad on Facebook. How's come? Because I don't have a Facebook. I didn't put anything, but every once in a while, I read Linda's. I kind of hobo on hers a little bit, but listen to me. Everybody can make mistakes. We've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. I've done things I shouldn't have done. I've said things I shouldn't have said. So I'm not trying to judge anybody. The Scripture doesn't want us to be judges, but He wants us to try to help and encourage people. And so what kind of a message are you putting out? What kind of message are you spreading out for your children and your family and your loved ones and your church members? I'm telling you what, when I was a lost boy, I can still remember there were some people that went to church that even as a sinner, I thought, boy, they don't seem like they're acting right. They were a hindrance to me. But I praise God that there were some other people that had such a bright and a shining light that it got through to me. Jesus said, ye are the light of the world, a city that's set on a hill, a light that can't be hid. That's the message that we need to be getting out, is being the light of the world. We need to be about the Father's business. We need, let me tell you something else. Praise God. Read your Bible. I've talked to people, said, well, I would read it, but I can't hardly understand it. Well, try to read it a little more, and you'll understand it a little more as you go. The Bible said, study to show thyself approved. Listen, I want you to know, you don't need to be ashamed of the Word of God. You need to read it. You need to pray. You need to go to church and listen to me. What kind of message are you sending if you leave it all aside? I'm telling you what, we need to get on board and do the things that God's wanting us to do. We need to have a good, kind spirit. We need to have a forgiving heart. I'm not going to get into all that about forgiving. That's all I need to say. We need to forgive each other. Well, unless the Lord makes me, then I will. But listen, we need to be about the Father's business. We need to do what God says to do. We need to follow what God says to do and let God have His way in our life. Boy, I'm telling you what, if we are going to be somebody that tells about Jesus, we're going to have to do what Jesus said. If you get saved, you need to get baptized. That's something that's real important. I want you to pray about that. If you're here and you've been saved and you not got baptized, you need to pray about it. Because if you really pray and you'll listen to God, God will tell you to get baptized. That's an outward testimony of what's happened in your soul. I'm preaching pretty hard. Linda's getting worried. Pray for her too. Listen, I know God's helping me, but I'm trying to take my time, but it's really hard. But anyway, I'm not running up and down the steps, so that's helping a little bit, isn't it? Listen, mind the Lord. Get on fire for God. Let God use you. Let God help you. If you're lost, you need to listen to the right message. You need to come and trust Jesus. If you're here and God's calling you, you might be saying, I'm going to get saved one of these days. But I'm going to tell you one thing. If you don't hurry up, you'll miss the boat. And when you die, you'll go to hell. That's probably as long as I can preach. That's everybody staying. Let's get a song. Mind the Lord this morning. Somebody needs to come to Jesus. Somebody needs to get saved. And maybe some church member needs to renew up. Mind the Lord. Well, I'll get my breath. Let's sing us a song. Somebody needs to come. Please obey the Lord. Let God help us this morning. Let God bless us and let God help us. Please come. Receive the right message and put out the right message. Obey the Lord. Obey the Lord. Obey the Lord. Easy to wander far away from God. Avoid all tattling and backbiting. How do you avoid it? You follow the Lord and get the right message out instead of the wrong message. Obey the Lord. Let God have His way in your life. You can get saved this morning. Praise the Lord. We got one come. I bet she's going to get it this morning. Please, God. Please, Lord, help her. Please, Jesus. Pray. Help her, Jesus. Help her, Lord. Bless her, God. Help her. Help her, Jesus. Please obey the Lord. Please obey the Lord. Please obey the Lord. Boy, I appreciate these that's come. I believe some more need to come. I believe some more need to come. I can feel it. Somebody else needs to come. Amen. Bless her, Lord. Help her. Praise God for this that's come. Yeah, Lord. Lord Jesus. Yeah. Come on home. Come on home. Plenty of room at home with Jesus.
Just follow the Lord. We've sung a lot. We want to ask one more song. God put this on my heart just a little bit ago. If you're here and you're saved and you're a church member, you can still make wrong choices. Doesn't mean you're a horrible person. Just needs you to get straightened up and repent and make acknowledgments. We can't sin and try to hide it and have the right message. Going back to what I preached. In our church covenant, I read to you there are some things about abstaining from tattling and backbiting. It also tells us that we'll abstain from drinking alcohol as a beverage. I've talked to people who say, well, don't look like a little bit would hurt you. If you agreed not to do any, and you go out and take a sip of one, you lied. And you made a bad choice, and you're sending out the wrong message. If you're here today, and you're saved, and you made some bad choices, whether it's drinking a sip of alcohol, or whether it's telling a lie, or whether it's being someone that's tattling and gossiping about other people, whatever it is, that doesn't mean that you're more horrible than all the rest of the people. It just means a couple things. It means you're human and you've followed the wrong message and went down the wrong road. If you're going to help your church, you're going to have to get back on the right road. God wants us to be kind to people. If you're here today and you've got caught up in the emotion of the flesh and you've been mean to people, that's not being a Christian. That doesn't mean you're not saved, but that's not on the right track and that's not the right message. If you're here today and you've gotten out of line, don't just smooth it over and say, well, so-and-so caused it. So-and-so can have an effect on you, but when you do wrong, you're the one caused it. We have our own choice to make. And you say, well, I couldn't help it. Well, if you're saved, you could help it, because he that's in you is greater than he that's within the world. And so, now, if you need to come pray, come pray. If you've already prayed and you need to make acknowledgments, do it. But we need to get in this thing. We need to get on fire. It's not enough just to be halfway in. I'll tell you this, and then we'll sing a song. When I was a young man, I searched for a spot that I wouldn't be close enough to have to do anything, but I wouldn't be far enough out to get in trouble. Somebody said, that's like a demilitarized zone. You just get between both armies and you don't have any responsibility. Well, I got news for you. I looked for it, but I couldn't find it because it does not exist. You're either in or you're out. And if you're out, what's it take to get in? Humble your heart and follow God and repent. Make acknowledgments. So, sing us another song. I really had that on my heart. Somebody needs to do something here today. Somebody else needs to do something. Amen. Amen. Obey the Lord. Let's honor God. Let's obey the Lord this morning. Amen. Thank you for your prayers and your good attention. Anything on anybody's heart to say or do before we turn over to the announcements? Bless him, Lord. Bless him. Yeah. Amen. Yeah, man. Yes, sir. Yep. That's right, brother. Amen. Yeah. Well, that's a good testimony. Thank you for sharing that. Someone else. I have an announcement I want to make, and you go ahead and be seated if you want to. And then I'll turn over to the others for announcements. We'll be having a New Year's Eve service. It's going to start at 7 o'clock. I talked to the deacons about it, and we've all agreed to start at 7 o'clock, just have one service like we've had the last few years. And I've been praying, and yesterday I got it on my heart to ask Neil Warman III to come back and preach for us in that service. When I was praying about it, and I prayed a lot, God would take my mind and heart back to that service where he came and filled in for me and took care of the baptizing. And I felt like it, he's the man that God wanted me to ask, so I did. And he said he'd be happy to come, be honored to come. So really pray for that New Year's Eve service. Now I'll turn it over to the announcements.
I have an announcement for Ladies Club. The cookbooks are here. If you haven't heard us talking about the cookbook for the last few months, you should start paying more attention. I would like to ask, I know we've been here a while, I don't want to prolong anything, but if you contributed a recipe or helped put together the cookbook, would you please stand up?
Wow.
If you contributed a recipe. So, some few months before she passed away, Joyce Mason started this cookbook. She had ordered online from her hospital bed recipe cards and had them sent to my house. And she messaged me and some other ladies, and she talked about this cookbook and the vision that she had for it. And she, in that moment, was the biggest inspiration to me. She never one time quit serving the Lord. She never one time quit trying to create something for the church or do some work for the church. And I so appreciate that. I'm so thankful that this is finished. I'm so thankful that she started it. This cookbook says on the front, in loving memory of Joyce Mason.
Yeah.
And it's from Lima Missionary Baptist Church.
Yeah.
And if you didn't know, a lady, I really forget who, came up with a suggestion for the cover of a mason jar full of cherries, because her last name was Mason, but her maiden name was Cherry. And that is the meaning of the picture on the front. And there is a dedication page written by our pastor's wife about Joyce. And there are many pictures of Joyce and her family throughout the book. It means so much to us that you have contributed to this and helped put it together. These are for sale. The reason we are selling them and we are making a profit is because at the end, all the profits will be donated to a charity that Joyce would have loved to support.
Yeah.
And that means so much. So if you would like to purchase one, they're very Christmassy. They make great gifts. They are $20, and they'll be for sale in the lobby.
That's good.
I just want to remind everybody that on Saturday, January the 11th, we're having a breakfast in the fellowship hall. All the proceeds goes to the ladies' club for the ladies' conference luncheon. Okay, and also, I want to explain a little bit about the Christmas cards back there. I was told to do this. if you think you didn't get a card, check it anyways, because you might be surprised. It's not just for certain people in this church, it's for everybody to, you know, put a card in, somebody you like or you want to, you know, and you love. But just make sure you check it every time you're here, because you might be surprised that you might get a card that you're not expecting.
Thank you.
we were sitting there, and Heather said, "Aren't you glad you don't have nothing to announce?" And she didn't know I was going to do this. I'd like to thank the church's prayers for the Christmas play. It went really good. And I joke around saying if everybody could see it an hour and a half before we do it, you'd realize that what you see is a work of God. It's a miracle. And, you know, Mike isn't here, but Mike Nichols and some of the other people, we mentioned different ones then that we really appreciate. But Mike Nichols and Elmer let us borrow some microphones, and I wanted to mention that. But the reason I'm up here right now is because, along with the people we mentioned, there are so many faces behind the scenes that you don't see. And I don't know what else to do. I just feel like this. Doug has done the sound for church. He's done the sound for the Christmas plays. He's just an oak tree that's always there if you need something. He's here when we're here to rehearse. He shows up early. He cleans things are like they were before when we're gone. So I'd like the church to give Doug a round of applause for all he does. He don't know what he means to us. And with that, I'll say Merry Christmas.
Anything else? If not, we'll ask everybody seated to stand. We'll ask Brother Josh to pray dismissal. Amen.